The Kidder County Wolves football team is going to be playing in their first ever Dakota Bowl on Friday, taking on Cavalier, but coming off a huge win over Finley Sheeran Hope Page in the semifinals, and we are joined now by the head coach of the Wolves. It's Jack Biesterfeld with us right now. Coach, how are we doing?
Very good. It's a good time to still be playing.
It is a good time to still be playing, and I just want to say congratulations on the win. It had to be quite the accomplishment for you and your guys, and I have to imagine the feeling in the locker room after was pretty good.
Yeah, kids are very excited. You know, they just did the game plan so well. They were really physical. We came out ready to play right away. Just a very cool game to be involved with.
Well, what have you seen from your two communities there in Steele and Tappan with this birth to the Dakota Bowl? What does it mean to everybody around there?
It's a lot of excitement. We do have one school. It's kind of like other places have been asking. When I send out football letters in the summer, it's like 8 or 9 zip codes. So we have a very, very large school district, actually bigger than Rhode Island as far as square miles, but then sparsely populated. But yeah, the excitement from all the surrounding communities has been very, very cool.
Well, and you guys come out with a big win last week over Finley Sheeran Hope Page. They scored first, and then it was all Wolves after that. Let's go back a little bit to the beginning. They jumped out early. What was kind of the early feelings on the sideline after they got ahead?
Well, right away with their run game, even in that first drive, we felt like we had them slowed down pretty good. They ended up getting a couple pass completions that they did score on, and we were in the ballpark for knocking those balls down too. So I guess, you know, we expected them to score more, obviously. And then when we got on offense, the kids just really executed the plays very well, and we ended up in the end zone.
Jack Biesterfeld's our guest, head coach of the Kidder County Wolves. They get ready to play Cavalier in the Dakota Bowl 9-man championship on Friday morning. We'll have it for you on Thunder Country 98.3. And you guys were able to use the ground game, I know, a little bit. Parker Hager had a huge game. What was really the key for your offense last week against Finley Sheeran Hope Page?
Well, number one, our quarterback, Jonah Harder, he got us into really good plays. And then it always starts with the offensive line. They blocked very well. And then with our scheme, our backs blocked quite a bit also. We're a double wing style of option football. So the wings were blocking well. The fullback blocked well when he needed to. And our quarterback did a nice job with reads and got the ball where it needed to be.
Well, what does a guy like Jonah Harder mean to your offense as a starting quarterback?
He's very heavily involved in our style of offense. We have numerous option plays that we run, and he's reading on the go. So as far as what the defense does, that decides whether the fullback's getting the ball, whether he's keeping the ball, or he's pitching it to another back. So he's got a lot going on his plate, and he's been doing a wonderful job with that.
You put a lot of responsibility on the plate of a quarterback when you run an offense like that. How do you feel like he's responded to that challenge this year?
Really a big step up. You know, he did start for us last year as a sophomore, and it took about 4 games for him to really take control and master the offense. But right now he's really doing a nice job with it. He's turning into another coach on the field right now.
Parker Hager with 4 touchdowns this weekend. Talk a little bit about his game against Finley Sheeran Hope Page.
Just played phenomenally on both sides of the ball. Again, his blocking was phenomenal. He's a really good mix of speed and power. You know, he's a 5'10", 185-pound kid with really good speed, so he's not easy to tackle, but he reads blocks very well also. And, yeah, you give him an opening, and he's usually going to be gone for a long one.
Jack Biesterfeld's our guest, head coach of the Kidder County Wolves. Obviously, to hold the team that had the offensive power of Finley Sheeran Hope Page to just 6 points is pretty impressive. What'd you like about your defense last week?
Pretty much everything. You know, the D-line up front with Luke Rath, Blake Braun in the middle, and then Isaiah Harder playing on the edge also. They really didn't give big spaces. They compressed things very well, stayed where they were supposed to, and took up blocks. And then our linebackers, Blake Puff and Tristan Pastner, were really coming up, and they were tackling exceptionally well. And we were getting a lot of people to the ball, which you need to with the Jack Irie running the ball. You definitely need more than one person on the tackle. And the kids just did a really good job with that.
Well, holding a team to 6 points, and maybe people that aren't familiar with nine-man football, holding someone to 6 points in nine-man football is quite the accomplishment, isn't it?
Yeah, you do not hear that very often, especially when you get late into the playoffs, because there's a lot of ground to cover out there, and covering the pass and the run is extremely difficult. You know, our defensive coordinator, Dave Silvernagle, came up with a good plan. We had multiple defenses. The kids learned it, knew where they had to be and what their job was, and they really executed it very well.
Well, this week you guys will play in the Dakota Bowl against Cavalier. Obviously, they had a wild one against Linton on Saturday in double overtime, a team that you're familiar with in the Lions. But it's Cavalier that punches their way through to the Dakota Bowl. What do you know about Cavalier in this matchup this weekend?
They're a big physical team. They've got really big linemen. They're obviously well coached, both sides of the ball. And they come from a tradition that, you know, their town, their school is used to doing this type of thing. And I think they're probably expected to win, not just get there. So a great program, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Well, you guys have another little challenge in there, a 9 a.m. game. To start the four game slate on Friday. Is there any worries about the start so early on Friday?
I don't really think so. A lot of our kids, they're waterfowl hunters and deer hunters, whatever. They're used to getting up in the morning. The main thing we've been doing now is we're practicing in the mornings, making sure that they have to get up, get breakfast in them early, and then actually be ready to physically do something. So we started that this morning, and we're planning to continue that today and tomorrow, getting them up and getting them moving early. And they're taking it seriously. They're doing the diet the way it's supposed to, and I think they'll be ready to play in the morning.
Coach, what are some keys that you guys need to worry about on Friday to get the W?
Well, defensively, you know, they're good with the run and the pass. They've got a tall receiver. You know, we're probably a little vertically challenged, I guess you could say, in the defensive end, defensive backs, but they are athletic. So we're going to have to stick with them. You know, if there's any jump balls, we're going to have to try and get violent with the hands and break the ball out of there. And then, you know, the run game is tough too with that size. So it's going to be a battle, and it's going to be a real test for our guys.
Coach, I appreciate the time. Good luck Friday against Cavalier.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
That is Jack Biesterfeld, the head coach of the Kidder County Wolves. They will play Friday morning, 9 o'clock. You can hear it on ESPN Jamestown and Thunder Country 98.3.